Hi, everybody. It's Psychic Dougal Frazier. I'm the queer guy with the third eye. My show is a call-in advice show that blends New Age practice with grounded advice. Call me with questions about love, relationships, career, abundance. No topic is off limits. From gurus to gossip, meditation to martinis. It's all happening right now. Hey, everybody. Good morning. This is Dougal Frazier. I'm live here on the first day of summer. Very exciting in Los Angeles. David is with me. Benny, of course, is in Seattle. Good morning, Benny. How are you?
Good morning. Partial sunny. No, it's partial plenty of sun here. We're expecting mid-70s.
Woo-hoo! Oh, that's so exciting for you guys.
Freaking out the summer solstice.
Well, normally I have time to like get my chakras in alignment, but you know, the studio that we record out of, they also do the new Melissa Etheridge show, which is going to be nationally syndicated. And I was like sitting in the waiting room, and how do you say to someone, Melissa Etheridge, rock star, I need you to get out of the studio.
Yeah.
So I was trying to be all
coming through.
Trying to be all calm, like, oh, hey, yeah, whatever. But anyway, so guys, we did a rerun last week. So again, we're live today because David and I were in New York for the Omega Institute. We were with John Holland, Colette Baron-Reed, Danielle McKinnon, and we had such a great time. It was amazing. I have to say, I was a little bit nervous, though, because normally when I work or do a speaking engagement, it's not about speaking in front of people live, but it's more about the fact that I work on my own. So if I screw up, you know, I just kind of go back to the hotel room and I'm like, whatever. But for this, there was like a whole panel of people and it wasn't really my event. I mean, John was the keynote speaker. And beforehand, I started getting a little bit nervous.
What?
And the people from Omega came in and I was like, oh my God, I didn't prepare anything. So I don't really prepare to talk about, but I have to say it went so well.
It was great.
It was really great.
And as your witness, I thought it was really neat to see you know, other people who really can understand like what it's like to do your work.
Yeah.
And it was just really nice. And it felt like summer camp for adults.
Oh my God.
It was
amazing. Actually, I showed up dressed completely inappropriately.
By that you mean overdressed.
I was I had like suede shoes on and like fancy jeans and it's way more granola than I knew, so I had to rethink every outfit because, of course, that's what's important to me. And before I was going on stage, David was like, so you're not worried about what you're going to say? You're worried about whether or not your outfit is appropriate?
That's funny.
Well,
that's you coming from California, of course.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. Everybody has their issues, and that's what we go for. So anyway, the event was amazing. Then we went into New York City. I saw some clients for one day, and we caught up with some old friends because we used to live there. And then I got a cold. So what I need to discuss when I had a cold is I became obsessed with a really spiritual motivating show, and it's called Mob Wives on VH1. Guys, if you're not watching Mob Wives, do yourself a favor. If you want to feel better about yourself,
right?
If you want to feel pure, if you want to feel clean, if you want to feel like you have mastered the English language, watch Mob Wives. How do you explain it? Some of the characters, one of them is Karen, who's the daughter, that's D-A-W-T-A,
daughter
of Sammy the Bull, who I had never heard of, but I'm now obsessed with her. Then there's Drita, basically it's all women whose husbands are
incarcerated.
Right.
They're in jail for different reasons.
Is it jail or I feel like it's full on prison.
Some of them, it sounds like, have been in jail for years, you know, like at least 6 years.
Yeah,
Drita was married for 12 years, and 10 of those years her husband has been in prison.
What a great marriage.
I know.
Really?
Exactly. But it's so interesting to hear them discuss, you know, what their children go through, and, you know, every episode, you know, the person calls from prison to kind of connect with them, and they're so honest about the lifestyle that they lead. And I'm fascinated. I mean, I love The Sopranos, and that's why I'm fascinated by Drita, because she looks exactly like Drea Mateo.
Mateo.
But it's such a good show, and it's totally trashy.
Well, aside from just being trashy, though, just seeing the relationship to the kids and their parents, and how they handled it, like with Drita's daughter asking, like, why is dad in prison?
Doesn't even know.
Yeah.
But what I love, though, is she doesn't say, your dad made a mistake, and now he has to own up to it and face the prices. He was like, your father had a rat.
Right.
And the daughter's like, what's a rat? And I'm like, oh, my God, pause it.
Right. And she's explaining how he made the mistake of being friends with someone who was honest
right.
with the police
right.
and how that's the worst thing you should do. And it's really
and interesting. And then the pride when the daughter says, I'd rather my father be in jail than be a rat. Like, his the excitement that she gets that. It's not about, wow, daddy made a mistake and let's go to therapy and discuss this.
We should have had mob names for this show today.
Oh my God, I never thought of that.
I'm going to be like Benny Ten Fingers because I work a lot. I'm going to go with that.
Benny Ten Fingers. Oh my God, I don't know what I would be. I feel like it should be like a tarot card reference or,
no.
I don't know, Gypsy D. I don't know.
Hey, yo, Benny Ten Fingers. Benny, hey, what you doing over there?
But it's a good show. Okay, so other things that happened in the news. Anthony Weiner resigns. Guys, help me out here. I have no desire to tweet a photo of my penis. I don't understand why people keep doing this. Are they drunk on power? And especially with Twitter. Tweet me, guys. I'm trying to learn. I'm trying to figure it out.
Just no pictures.
Let me make it clear. I only want G-rated pictures. But I find Twitter so confusing. Am I sending a direct message? Everyone see this conversation? And then if you're in a political office, I mean, if
right,
you're in a position of power, are you crazy?
Right, be a little more careful at the very least, but don't
right.
do it. Like, it just doesn't make sense. And his wife.
Yeah, if you're not sure.
His wife, what's her name? Huma Abedin.
Huma Abedin,
gorgeous.
Mm-hmm. And
like,
she's pregnant.
She's pregnant, and she's really, really like.
Yeah.
It just
so what
make
you're
sense.
Saying, if she was unattractive, it would be okay.
I guess
right?
that is what I just said.
Yeah.
I didn't
David,
mean
you're
it that
so
way.
Surface.
I know.
Well, it looked like they had a great marriage.
Well, and the other thing that I think is interesting is like, okay, so if he has some like weird kinky fetish side that he needs to like act that out or something, why doesn't he do it under a fake name? There's something about the energy of I've gotten to this position of power. I feel like I can get away with it. Oh, bye, Heather. Sorry, nobody can see that, but we're waving. But I'm drunk with power. I feel like I can get away with it. And then they go for it. And you know he knows he's going to get caught. Like when he was first getting confronted with that one picture and he was like, well, I don't know. It could be my penis. You know he knew he was going to get caught. So I think there's something there that you get to a point where you just think it's the same thing with Arnold Schwarzenegger. You get to a point where you just feel like you can do anything you want. You're completely drunk on power and it comes back and it bites you in the tuchus.
I think he wanted to get caught.
I think he wanted to.
The thrill factor, yeah.
The thrill factor,
yeah,
exactly.
Of being caught. And, oh,
and of
you
course...
did.
Being in New York, I forget about all of those. David had posted one of them on Facebook. I forget about all those ridiculous newspaper covers because, I mean, his name is Anthony Weiner. Like, there's so many ways you can go with it.
A broadcaster's dream.
Right, I know.
These last couple
exactly.
of weeks. You could do anything, really, and be like, oh, yeah, it's because of Mr. Weiner, you know?
Exactly
like,
right.
It all
works.
Out, you know?
Yeah. Another thing that I'm curious if people want to call in and give us their opinion, again, our number is 1-800-930-2819, 1-800-930-2819. Tracy Morgan. So he was, I guess, practicing a bit or, you know, some comedy. And
he was doing stand-up.
Right.
It was a real bit, wasn't it?
Although there's no video of it. I haven't seen any video.
No.
I guess. Okay. So he was basically doing this whole thing. I don't want to repeat it verbatim because it's pretty intense about if his son were gay, how he would treat the situation. And he went crazy. And it's funny. We have a lot of friends who are very successful comedians. So we were talking about it at brunch, you know, and they know him. And I said, you know, what did you think? And here's the deal. Was it offensive? Certainly. I was totally offended by it. However, I remember listening to Tracy Morgan on the Howard Stern show, and there are certain people who kind of they kind of toe that line between brilliant and a little bit crazy. And in my opinion, he leans a little bit towards a little bit crazy. I was offended. I think it was inappropriate, but I think there's something deeper going on there. I mean, I may be crazy, but when I kind of tune into his energy, I think in the core of his heart, he's genuinely a good guy. But I don't think there's like a censor or I don't think he understands like what's appropriate and what's inappropriate. And, you know, it kind of, you know, begs the question of freedom to speech and all that kind of stuff. But it was really offensive. I thought Tina Fey's response was phenomenal. But I see him more as a I feel like I can say this, but like as a sick person versus an angry person, like it to me, I just got the sense that it was like something going on emotionally wasn't connecting and it was wrong. And I think he needs to kind of be held accountable for his actions and his voice. But now, you know, that whole publicity thing where he's allegedly volunteering.
Yeah, he apologized and he's working with GLAAD with like gay teens and he's doing his part.
That feels a little bit cosmetic to me. I want to see more of like, you know, I have an anger management issue, you know, I've made this mistake before. I'm going to counseling, but there's something about the volunteering with gay youth where I'm like, I don't know, that feels kind of It didn't feel completely authentic to me.
I think a lot of people that are in comedy, the like way they work is to shock you.
Yeah.
Like, that's their joke. Like, how can I shock you? And I think he just kind of went a little too far.
I agree. Pushing the envelope as far as you can. So I'm curious, were you offended? What do you think? Do you have any comments on what I'm talking about today? Or do you just want a reading? Because God knows I'm available for that. It's me all this hour. If you want to talk, give me a call at 1-800-930-2819. That's 1-800-930-2819. If you're at work and you're listening and you can't call, I see you. I know who you are. You can join the conversation by going to transformationtalkradio.com. Click the instant feedback button. Send me a question. We've also already got Trisha from Quebec. I'll try and get to your questions. I mean, so many questions rolling in. So if you have a comment or a question, just let me know. We're going to take a quick break. This is Dougal Fraser. You're listening to The Dougal Fraser Show on Transformation Talk Radio. We will be right back.
Have you heard? Proactiv is better than ever. Stay tuned for a million bottle giveaway. Do you have troubled skin, acne? Well, we have great news. With Proactiv, your acne can heal and you can prevent new breakouts from happening. Be one of the first to try it by giving us a call at 1-800-489-0289 because we're going to let a million people try Proactiv risk-free and also receive our legendary refining mask and green tea moisturizer free if you call right now. You heard it. Be one of the first to try Better Than Ever Proactiv Solution. You'll receive a 60-day risk-free trial, plus a free refining mask and green tea moisturizer. Call 1-800-489-0289. This is our best radio offer. Get your risk-free 60-day trial of Proactiv, plus two free extras. Go to GetProactiv.com or call 1-800-489-0289. That's 1-800-489-0289.
Integrative Dentistry provides a broad range of holistic dental services by using healthy materials, full body understanding, and quality care. Dr. Mitch Martyr focuses on natural dentistry by combining alternative treatments with conventional procedures. He has done extensive research and continuing studies in a broad range of allied fields, including TMJ and pain treatment, orthodontics, periodontology, mercury removal, toxicology, nutrition, herbal medicine, acupuncture, massage, craniosacral, and homeopathy. Call for an appointment or free consultation at 206-367-6453. That's 206-367-6453. And visit MitchMartyrDDS.com. That's MitchMartyrDDS.com.
TransformationTalkRadio.com. TransformationTalkRadio.com. Transforming the world one listener at a time.
Psychic Dougal Fraser, the queer guy with a third eye, one of the country's most popular psychics, joins Transformation Talk Radio with a call-in advice show that will provide insights and information on creating your best life. You've seen him on The Real Housewives of Orange County, Dancing with the Stars, and so much more. From gurus to gossip, meditation to martinis, the Dougal Fraser Show will both inspire and crack you up with laughter. Tune in every Tuesday at 10. It's the Dougal Fraser Show.
Explode the big bang. The reason I'm alive.
Hey, everybody. This is Jugal Fraser. You are listening to the Jugal Fraser Show, and we are live on the first day of summer. Why do I keep talking like Oprah?
Really, you kind of have adopted that lately.
Well, and can I just joke about something? So when we were at Omega last weekend, we were having dinner after the night of the event. Everyone, which guys, you wish to be a fly on the wall for that event because it was really, really fun for the dinner. But anyway, they were joking. They were like, "So does David help you out at events?" And I'm like, "Yeah, you know, a lot of times after event, David's job is to like kind of usher me out. But I'll come at an event and he's like in the background, like testing lotions and you know, smelling aromatherapy." So during the everyone left. So during the commercial break, I'm talking to Benny because someone had to come in and get something out of the studio, and David moved from his desk, and I was like, "Oh, do we have any callers yet?" And Benny was like, "Yeah," and I couldn't hear David, and I turn around and he's like taking muffins from like the buffet in the corner, and
he's
I was
just
like,
"Helping himself."
We're live.
They're homemade, and I got back.
Security has to eat eventually.
Exactly.
Okay, he looks out for you. He needs
so
his
guys,
energy.
Our number is 1-800-930-2819. That's 1-800-930-2819. Join the conversation. I'm giving readings. We're talking. And we do have a caller. Bill is on the line in Los Angeles. Hey, Bill, how are you doing?
I'm sorry. I was talking to Betty, the screener. No. Dougal, thank you so much for taking my call. I listen to your program each week on television. I like to call it the radio, but it's television.
Oh, you listen on CRN?
I do that. It took me a while to figure it out, but I knew that I could get to you live right now.
Oh, cool. Great. Well, what's going on? You have a comment or a question?
Well, you were talking earlier in the program. I don't know how much you want to dwell on it, but you were talking about the congressman from New York, Anthony Weider, that he was sending via the text the images of his genitalia.
Correct. Oh, God, you're so much more mature about it than I am.
I just wanted to attest to that. Not only does that happen, it happens a lot more frequently than anybody could ever imagine.
You mean as like a regular tweeter, if you're online, just random people will send you an image of their wanger?
I don't know necessarily if it's at random, but there are a lot of these various sites on the Internet where they do kind of exchange these type of images. And apparently, from what I understand, these sites are very popular.
What's your opinion? Do you think it's ego? Do you think it's people that are lonely? Why do you think people are so obsessed with that?
I think it has a little bit to do probably of all of the above, but it's obviously something that people don't talk about in public, but perhaps behind closed doors there is a bit of interest.
Now, Bill, let me ask you a question. It is anonymous. Have you ever tweeted an image anonymously of yourself to anyone?
Oh, yeah, I have.
You have? Real? Why? So tell me about, so what drives you to do that?
Oh, I've been in relationships where, in fact, not been necessarily anything I actually volunteered to, but it was something that was requested.
It was requested?
Ooh.
This is fascinating to me, Bill. I wasn't expecting this kind of call. First of all, thank you so much for your candor. And when you do that, is it like I guess it's like you're trying to attract someone to you, or do you know this person? Is it anonymous?
In my situation, it was somebody that I knew.
Oh, okay. So I'll give you that a little bit more. So it's kind of like a flirty thing that you guys do between each other, and it's just to kind of spice things up a little bit.
That is correct, because you cannot always, because of different schedules, you can't always make time to be with one another at the time that you wish. So therefore, people have made use of the Internet to try to bridge that gap. And in fact, I must admit that I have bridged that gap in my time myself.
Well, Bill, I'm obsessed with you. I think you're being very honest. I really appreciate the call, and this is absolutely fascinating to me. So,
yeah,
people,
I was actually surprised that when I actually heard that you had never actually taken any kind of photography or anything like that and sent it over to the Internet yourself.
No. No, I'm a tasteful, glamour shots kind of a person. I need lighting.
Oh, so you stage it. If you're glamour shots, right? Put a little hat on.
Exactly.
Okay.
Thank you for the call, Bill. I really appreciate that. Guys, that was fascinating to me. I guess maybe as I'm getting older, I'm getting like more prude and I don't understand it. Well, because I also, you know, a lot of people, they were asking other countries. And I know like in France, like nobody cares what their politicians do. If they're having affairs, it's not that big of a deal. But I just feel like it would be hard wrong choice of words. It would be difficult to get respect back from that kind of situation. But I mean, I have respect for Bill, and he was honest.
Well, there's no, I mean, it's two different things. It's one thing is if you're flirting with someone and you're single, and the other thing is whether, you know, if the person's already married or in a relationship, is that cheating if they send a sexual picture?
Dave, I will give you a ding for that one. I think you're absolutely correct.
Yeah.
It's so true.
And in a political position, if someone then is going to blackmail him based on the fact that they have the photo, does that change his opinion in how he makes decisions? Guys, it's so intense. Let's go to another caller. Perhaps this one will be a little bit more generic. Hey, Deborah, this is Dougal. Deborah's calling from Westbrook.
Hi, Dougal. How are you?
I feel like I need to Purell for this next call, but other than that, I'm really good.
A little cleansing.
What's going on in your life?
This will be a little bit different. I briefly met you at Omega, and signed my book, which I just finished, your book, which I just finished. And you were my favorite at Omega.
Oh, Deborah, we didn't even pay you for that. I really appreciate that.
I know.
That's so sweet of you. So what's your call about today?
My call is about I'm beginning a new business, and I'm hoping that you can tell me if I'm heading down the right path for spiritual and financial abundance.
Well, first of all, it feels like there's going to be, and this may be unexpected, but there's a little bit more of a partnership connected to that business. Are you first starting it on your own, or is there someone else involved?
Not at the moment. There's nobody else involved.
Yeah, because I actually see two individuals that are going to be involved. One of them seems to be someone who kind of helps out on a financial level to just get it to a certain stage or point in your life. But when you talk about the business situation, I keep hearing the word commitment or union, which is their way of telling me that somebody else will be involved. Is this a self-employment kind of a thing?
Yes, it is.
Okay, because self-employment is a good space for you to be in, but I feel like there's going to be a lot of busy work that may be too much for you to handle, and you're going to need to bring someone in to kind of help you even out the energy and have someone to bounce ideas off of. So ultimately, will always remain your concept and your idea, but I do see another individual helping you out. This doesn't seem to present itself until about late September, and it's the part of you that needs kind of group energy. You work really well with the enthusiasm of other people. It kind of raises your energy level and helps you kind of connect. So I feel like somebody else comes in to help you out. But it's not an assistant. I see it as an equal. I see it as someone who also has like a little bit of financial backing to help you kind of move forward. The only thing that I get that you're going to hesitate with is sometimes you have to spend money to make a little bit of money. And there seems to be some areas that you might want to invest in to kind of help move things forward. Do you have a specific question?
No, nothing specific. Should I tell you what it is?
Yeah, sure. Go ahead.
Would you be able to tell me if you think it's a good fit for me?
Yeah, please do.
What I want to do is become a personal historian. In other words, I want to assist other people with their memoir writing.
Love
that idea. Not necessarily on a big publication level, but more for their families.
Love that idea. And how do you find you're going to promote that?
I haven't gotten that far yet. I'm reading about it and doing some research.
Okay, and that's the part where I think you're going to need some help with that, is someone helping you get that concept and idea out there. I have no doubt in my mind that the creative aspect, the writing aspect, the real core work that you have to do, you'll be able to do extremely well. It's the part of finding your audience where you're going to need a little bit of assistance. And that's where I think someone comes in financially to help kind of fund it. You'll still do the work. It will still be your idea. You might hesitate when this partner comes in, but in my opinion, it's going to help get the name out there and it's going to do extremely well. Remember, self-employment is your destiny. So the universe doesn't really care what you do as long as you're in a self-employment place. But again, like I said, I do feel like there will be someone in conjunction with it, and it will kind of feel like a partnership, which I think is good for you. Okay?
Thank you.
Just you're welcome,
Deborah.
Just one
quick question.
Yeah,
when
go ahead.
When you said self-employment, did you mean that for everybody, or is it specifically for me and maybe some other people? But not everybody's destined for self-employment, correct?
Oh, no. I mean that specifically for you as the caller. Absolutely. Yeah, that's
okay.
Part of your, like, it's the same thing with me. I've never worked for somebody else. I don't think I'm ever going to. Self-employment is part of my destiny.
Very good.
Okay.
And your book was really awesome.
Oh, Deborah, you're so sweet. And you're a writer, so I take that as a huge compliment. I really appreciate that.
Oh, thank you.
Thanks for the call, Deborah. Good luck with everything.
Thanks, Dougal. Have
take
a great
care.
Day.
Thank you. You too. Hey, guys, so remember, our number is 1-800-930-2819, 1-800-930-2819, or go to Transformation Talk Radio. You can click on the instant feedback button and give me a question. We've got questions from Quebec, from Texas, from Venezuela. Really? Oh, I love that.
You want to take one?
Yeah, well, I haven't read them yet, but I'm going to try and get to some of them. Trisha in Quebec, this is the only number I know that you can call in. I'm sorry it's not working for you. All right, so, okay, here's Nicole from Dallas, Texas. Hi, y'all. I love that. Greetings from Texas, and hello, Dougal. I was wondering if you could give me a reading on my work environment. There's a strong spiritual presence here that I don't think is healthy. Do you see anything? Thanks again. Hey, Nicole, my feeling is that energy that you're feeling in the office is just thought. A lot of times when people think that there's a haunting or when they think there's a spirit in a room, it's leftover thought. For example, today on the show, if we're laughing and giggling and having fun, silly energy, in an hour, if a very sensitive intuitive comes in, they feel that calm, soothing kind of giggling energy. If we were having arguments and there were tension in the room, if an intuitive came in, they would feel that thought and presence in the room, and it lingers. It does not have power. It is not necessarily a soul or an entity that's stuck in the room, but it does make you think of the power of your thought. When you're walking through a grocery store, if you walk by someone angry, that anger exudes off of them. If you argue with someone in your house and then someone comes over for dinner an hour later, that energy is still lingering in the room. So a lot of time, I think, Nicole, what you're picking up on is some of the tensions that's going on in the office. I don't think it's actually a negative spirit. Again, guys, call me live. Our number is 1-800-930-2819. It's 1-800-930-2819. We're also going to be talking to Casey at the end of the hour, our Cosmic Coaching winner. This is Dougal Fraser. You're listening to The Dougal Fraser Show. We'll be right back.
Support for The Dr. Pat Show comes from the Lucky Palate Vegetarian Meal Service. Lucky Palate delivers tasty, affordable vegetarian meals to the home and business throughout the greater Seattle area. For more information, call area code 206-352-2583 or visit their website at luckypalate.com. Each meal is prepared in small batches with no preservatives. You'll never have to worry again about what's for dinner.
What are we attracting in our life and relationships, and why? And how can we let go of attracting and being attracted to things that may not serve us? Peter Kane has been facilitating deep relationship work for over 30 years. Author of The Monogamy Challenge, Creating and Keeping Intimacy, Peter is passionate about bringing aliveness into your life and relationships. Contact Peter Kane for counseling, coaching, or breathwork. Visit peterkane.org or contact Peter Kane at 425-802-2050. Do you use herbs and natural remedies? Do you search out holistic care alternatives? Or are you just looking for a different approach to dealing with health issues? We invite you then to learn about doTERRA essential oils. They are 50 to 70 times more powerful than herbs and can safely be taken internally. doTERRA represents the most effective, safest, purest essential oils today. Call us to get a free sample. 206-552-8222. That's 206-552-8222.
TransformationTalkRadio.com. TransformationTalkRadio.com. Transforming the world one listener at a time.
Have you heard? Proactiv is better than ever. Stay tuned for a million bottle giveaway.
Do you have troubled skin, acne? Well, we have great news. With Proactiv, your acne can heal and you can prevent new breakouts from happening. Be one of the first to try it by giving us a call at 1-800-489-0289. Because we're going to let a million people try Proactiv risk-free and also receive our legendary refining mask and green tea moisturizer free if you call right now.
You heard it. Be one of the first to try Better Than Ever Proactive Solution. You'll receive a 60-day risk-free trial, plus a free refining mask and green tea moisturizer. Call 1-800-489-0289. This is our best radio offer. Get your risk-free 60-day trial of Proactive, plus two free extras. Go to GetProactive.com or call 1-800-489-0289. That's 1-800-489-0289.
Hey, everybody, it's Dougal Fraser. You're listening to The Dougal Fraser Show on Transformation Talk Radio. And guys, the phone is ringing off the hook. You guys are all very excited this morning. People have had coffee. We have so many questions coming in on the instant feedback. I don't know what to do with myself. But I'm aligning my chakras. If you can't get a hold of me live on the show, you can always call for a reading at 1-877-936-8425. David is so delighted that I'm saying this. It's 1-877-936-8425. Join the conversation on Facebook or go to my website at dougalfraser.com. We are going to go straight to the phone lines here, and we have Anne from Falls Church, Virginia. Good morning, Anne.
Hi, Dougal.
Actually, I guess it's good afternoon for you, right?
Oh, yes, it is good afternoon, but I'd take in the view first, you know, this morning for you. I didn't get to go up to Omega, so I didn't get to see you, so I hope to see you someday in one of those events.
Well, I have to say, Anne, so immediately when I tune into your energy, there's a lot of heaviness. And I definitely see it almost feels like a dark, like brick red when we're talking, and that's the color of the emotional body. So what's going on right now?
Oh, geez. And I thought I've been working on myself, but I think money issues are what's kind of heavy right now, holding me down as far as restrictions of it. That would basically be the only thing, because everything else seems to be much better than it used to be. I don't know if you're picking up from anything from the past.
Well, is there anxiety connected to money right now?
Oh, yeah, you could say that. Yeah.
Well, here's the thing. First of all, why don't you present your question, and then I'll give advice on that, but go ahead.
Well, maybe this is more important. I'll listen to you first, because it seems to be more important because you're picking up on it.
Well, here's the thing. If I see any particular color of red or orange, we're dealing with someone who's extremely sensitive. That's their nature. It tends to be a color that's around me a lot as well. So what we're looking at is the energy that you feel, the amount of energy that you exude to the planet is the direct result of what you're attracting in. And that's money, that's joy, that's prosperity, that's blessings in every single way. So even when you say you've worked on it, I get that, but it is kind of a part of your nature. You always need to incorporate several times a day some tool for you to kind of clean out the emotional body, whether it's, you know, a visualization of like the heart chakra kind of blossoming. But a lot of times you hold on to things and it starts to feel kind of heavy. And when the energy starts to feel heavy, it just means we need kind of like a wash and a clean. It's like spring cleaning, getting things out of the closet, or like when you go through your fridge and you're like, God, I had no idea that was back there. I just need to get rid of it. It just feels like right now I need to do like a release and a let go in order to attract more into me. Your nature, though, is that you're very intense. That's why people are drawn to you. So you like to dissect things. You like to look at it. You like to talk about it. Very similar to me. But at the same time, we've got to be able to disconnect in order to attract more in. So if you've got some anxiety with money right now, try and release that with affirmations and start thinking more. I'm prosperous. I'm abundant. All of that good stuff. We just want to feel lighter about it. Does that make sense?
Oh, no, it does. It does. And I'm very much an empath, so I soak in a lot of people's energy, and I'm trying to work on that. And that is probably my biggest and hardest challenge in life, is to ground myself.
I do the same thing. And what you have to realize is there are so many people who would like beg to do that, you know, that would love to be able to connect with people on an empathetic level. So just know that that's who you are. It's just going to be a part of you for the rest of your life in crowds and with friends. You just pick up on other people. So you want to practice with different techniques and tools in order to clear. And it's going to have to be several times a day, like a quick thing. You could go sit in your car for a minute. You can go into the bathroom. You know, for me, I always sit and I jot down my thoughts about other people, and then I get rid of them. It can be a waste of paper, but it does help me kind of clear and relax. So again, I always say your spiritual gifts are also sometimes a weakness as well. So just make sure that you're doing something that you can kind of disconnect with. But what was your specific question? What can I help you with?
Well, I don't really want to ask it now. I was going to ask you if you see any mediumship skills within me, or psychic skills.
Oh, absolutely. The difference is, though, just like you talked about, your ability would be through empathy. Your ability would be connecting with people on an emotional level. And again, even though you can do that extremely well, you've got to, here's how I'll say it. I'm not afraid of your ability to connect with people. I know you can connect with them. What I'm afraid of, or what I feel like you need work on, is how to disconnect from them. So now I've touched the energy, I've delivered the information. Now how do I step away from it? So practice with what I do. There's two simple techniques that I work with. If I'm giving someone a reading, just like you, I have your name on a piece of paper. Okay. I write down empathy, I write the color. And then the minute we get off the phone, I list all of those things, I tear the paper up, I get rid of it, and then I say my name in my head three times to connect back to me. Your psychic ability, your intuition, whether it's mediumship or however you want to channel it, would be very, very good. You just got to work on being able to disconnect, okay?
And so could I? Are you still picking up on things that have happened to me in the past that also could be still with me?
What I'm picking up...
I thought I've let go.
Well, here's the thing. You know, people always talk about letting go of issues. And it's funny, when I was at Omega over the weekend, this one woman stood up and I was talking about abandonment issues with her. And she was like, no, I don't have abandonment issues. I don't have abandonment issues. And then her best friend was sitting next to her and was nodding. So I had her stand up and I said, why are you nodding? And she said, well, what about that time when you, I can't remember the age, you were like 10 and your dad left for a year. He just kind of disappeared. And she said, oh, yes, that happened, but I've worked on it and I'm over it. Here's the deal. Our issues stay with us as part of a pattern of who we are. And just because we've worked on them and brought them to the light, they still stay with us because they define our character and they're what makes us who we are on this planet today. So with you, and throughout your entire life, there will always be that sense of your intense heart connection and the emotional body. It's something that you'll always have to look at. It doesn't mean that there's a problem or there's something wrong. It's just your nature. So you can kind of deliver it with humor, like, yep, I tend to be overly emotional. I connect with people, and one of my life lessons is I have to learn how to disconnect. And if one of your questions today was getting more into mediumship or, you know, kind of the psychic work, you have to open that heart up even more. So the opposite of that will be, as I'm opening, how do I disconnect as well? So I'm just picking up on what your core issues are and how they'll play out in your lifetime. Does that make sense?
Okay.
All right, Emma, thank you so much for the call.
Thank you so much.
You're welcome. Take care. We have another... I think this is a great question. Natalie from Texas. Hey, guys, lots of Texas. Speaking of Texas, I'm going to be in Dallas. Oh, I can't remember the actual date, but if you go to the appearances page of my website, I'm going to be there in October. But Natalie in Texas says, my 14-year-old son has been looking at porn on our home computer. I understand that... that was Benny. I understand that he's curious, but I don't like the way women are depicted in these pictures. How do I handle this? This is such a good question, and I shall not name names, but there's a family member in our family that if you leave a computer alone in a room, this poor kid, you come back and you're like, oh my God, like under 10 seconds.
Wow.
So Natalie, you know, I do think it is human nature, especially for men, they tend to be more visual, to want to look at images on the internet. I think as a woman, you have a really good point about, you know, whether or not the women are being supported and whether or not they're being honored. I'm a huge believer, especially at the age of 14, about direct communication. It's awkward. I remember driving to school and my mother being like, you know, you might want to feel up a girl. And I was like, first of all, why are we having this conversation? And secondly, I have no interest in feeling up a girl. But that's another topic. the whole thing is about communication. I think it would be right of you to sit down and talk about images and why we're attracted to that. And, you know, that's very natural and that's very normal. But I also think it's okay to talk about the fact of whether or not they're honoring and how that feels. You will probably get 10,000 eye rolls. And that's just kind of part of connecting with a teenager. But it's all about communication. You can talk about, you know, the parts of it that you feel uncomfortable with and the parts of it that you do feel comfortable with. But I always think it's normal for you to encourage and really let them know that that's pretty normal. I don't know if there's a male influence in his life, but I think you can do it together, what your feelings are as a woman. But again, it's really, really normal. We are going to take one more quick call if we can. We're going to go to Debbie in Tampa. Hi, Debbie.
Hi. Thank you for taking my call.
You're welcome. How are you doing?
Good. How are you doing?
I'm great. What's going on in your life?
Well, I am a social worker. Mm-hmm. I work for DCS. It's a really depressing job. And just like you were talking about the last caller, I feel everybody's emotions. I cry probably, you know, 20 times a day, like from the smallest thing. I just feel everything. And I was in a really bad car accident 3 months ago, and I've been on medical leave, and I really want to just do something completely, completely different, because I'm my heart is not in social work anymore.
Yeah, I don't blame you. Well, I don't think you're gonna love my. I don't think you're gonna love my answer. But when I call you, and when you call me, I see this really like crisp green. And 9 times out of 10, you see this crisp, this particular green around a teacher. And I also see like younger children and influence in your life. So I actually think you're gonna be heading in the direction of a teacher. The only thing that I'm kind. What'd you say?
Well, I want to open up a little. I have a blog, but I want to open up a little Debbie's Kitchen, which is what my blog is, because I have celiac disease. I want to teach kids with celiac disease or any kind of food disorders, like how to cook or help their parents on how to cook. Since they
love,
can't
love,
go
love.
Out to eat with everybody.
And here's the interesting thing. I was going to say, I didn't see like the traditional classroom. I saw something kind of different about it. And what's interesting, you can actually, so you know, I'm not making this up. You can go to my website, and if you click on the colors, specifically, I'm seeing mint green around you. You also see that around people who are interested in wellness and nutrition. So I think that would be like absolutely phenomenal for you. Unfortunately, I hear a little bit of a delay, so I don't think it's going to happen as quickly as you expect it to, but now is the time to start forming it on paper, getting the idea down, and kind of making the business proposal. But in the beginning, it feels like you come in as a guest to somebody else's location to do like a 1 day or a 1 hour thing to talk about that topic, and it takes about 6 months before you're getting to the point where you've got enough money and enough energy to start that idea completely on your own. But again, as long as you're doing the teaching work and it's connected with kids and wellness, you're completely on the right path, okay?
Okay.
Great. Well, good luck with it.
Great. Thank you so much. I really appreciate it.
You're welcome. It's my pleasure. Good luck with everything. Hey, guys, what a great hour. So next, we are going to be talking to our Cosmic Coaching winner, Casey, who has finished her coaching package. We're going to talk to her a little bit about the journey. We're going to take a quick break. This is Dougal Fraser. You're listening to The Dougal Fraser Show on Transformation Talk Radio. We will be right back.
Have you heard? Proactiv is better than ever. Stay tuned for a million bottle giveaway.
Do you have troubled skin, acne? Well, we have great news. With Proactiv, your acne can heal and you can prevent new breakouts from happening. Be one of the first to try it by giving us a call at 1-800-489-0289. Because we're going to let a million people try Proactiv risk-free and also receive our legendary refining mask and green tea moisturizer free if you call right now.
You heard it. Be one of the first to try Better Than Ever Proactiv Solution. You'll receive a 60-day risk-free trial, plus a free refining mask and green tea moisturizer. Call 1-800-489-0289. This is our best radio offer. Get your risk-free 60-day trial at Proactiv, plus two free extras. Go to GetProactive.com or call 1-800-489-0289. That's 1-800-489-0289.
Hi, I'm Paul Bland. I want to tell you about my friend glutathione. Imagine each cell of your body as a room in a house that has a fire in the fireplace to provide heat and energy to optimize your body's functioning. Now imagine that fire getting out of control due to stress, illness, or toxins. This is when your friend glutathione is not produced fast enough to turn the heat down. I found something amazing that has transformed my health dramatically, and I've lost 20 pounds as a bonus. Action Whey. Action Whey is nature's perfect way of providing the three precursors to maintain high levels of glutathione in each cell of your body. Research has shown that Action Whey has the purest ingredients to create glutathione naturally and effectively in your body to control that raging fire. Please call me at 866-831-4330 for more information on Action Whey and visit seaandearth.com. That's seaandearth.com to find out how to get your raging fire under control.
How would you like increased health and vitality? How would you like to avoid the onset of disease as well as slow the aging process? This is all possible through a simple, safe, and natural process. Every day, we are either moving toward wellness or away from wellness.
Hi, I'm Mary Jane Mack. I'd like to be your partner in achieving optimal health. Contact me now at MaryJaneMack.com or call 425-392-0659. Visit MaryJaneMack.com.
What if your best friend could take a peek into the future? Psychic, author, and cosmic coach Dougal Frazier is that friend. He's the queer guy with a third eye. From gossip to gurus, meditation to martinis, the Dougal Frazier Show is a call-in advice show that provides insights and information on creating your best life. Every Tuesday at 10, he'll take calls and talk about love, money, sex, pop culture, and give free advice. No topic is off limits. It's the Dougal Frazier Show.
Hey everybody, this is Dougal Frazier. You're listening to the Dougal Frazier Show live on Transformation Talk Radio. The phones were ringing off the hook. If you couldn't get through today, you can always call my office for a private appointment at 1-877-936-8425 or go to my website at dougalfrazier.com. Let's be friends on Facebook. I'm obsessed with connecting with you. Or as we discussed this hour, you can always tweet me. Speaking of Twitter, I tweeted Ross Matthews. Do you know Ross? He is the intern from The Tonight Show. He was also on Celebrity Fit Club, and now he's a spokesperson.
Yeah, he's great.
Yeah,
he's
spokesperson
so
for Jenny Craig. And
you can't
I've been
miss
on his
him.
Show. You, exactly.
Uncanny
I've been on,
voice.
And he's from Washington, right?
I don't know that. Really?
So I tweeted him before the show, and I was like, would you come on my show? And he responded immediately. So we're going to book him soon to come on the show.
Oh, my
which
God,
will
dude,
be... Stop it.
Okay,
I
maybe it's not
Ross.
That high.
All right. So, guys, if you remember our Cosmic Coaching Contest, we had a winner. You guys submitted in so many good emails and letters. It was really great. And our winner was Casey. And Casey is going to join us today to talk a little bit about her journey. Good morning, Casey.
Good morning.
How are you doing?
I'm doing great.
I feel sad. We had our last session yesterday, and
I
at the
know.
End of it, you were so cute. You were like, it's like a breakup.
I know, but a good breakup, like a long-distance breakup.
Exactly.
Just because of the distance.
Right. So, Casey, can you talk a little bit about what your experience was with the coaching package and what part of your journey was?
Sure. I think originally my goals were focused on career, and that was kind of what I thought about going into it. But really, a lot of it was you helping me validate my own ideas and really finding confidence in my own intuition and just being there to guide me. And I think just being that voice of reason for me had a huge difference in me making action or taking action rather than just being stagnant.
Yeah, because you had a very specific goal. You were working in corporate America as an administrative assistant. And when we first started the sessions, you were very clear in the fact that you had a passion for physical fitness and coaching and didn't really know if it was possible to combine those two things. But that was kind of where your heart was being pulled towards, right?
Right. And it's a scary thing to want to be a coach when you're still working on yourself and your own confidence with that. And I just think that's where I really appreciated your help in coaching me on how to coach.
well, and that's the thing that I love. You started writing a blog, which was Casey's Cosmic Journey. And now that I feel like, you know, now that you've, you know, we've kind of finished the session, I think maybe we should change it to like Casey's Journey or just something like that. But what I thought was interesting was you would talk about your hesitation about your own blockages and your own flaws. And what I love about your blog is you're so raw, like you're so open about what you're working on. And I don't know if you noticed, but I noticed people seem to really respond well to that. Do you agree?
Oh, yeah. And that's a huge thing for me is just connecting to other people.
Right.
And it was kind of scary to even just write the blog because my family thinks it's weird that I share that much information.
Right.
And they are not comfortable with that blog or writing or connecting. They just don't get it.
Yeah.
And so it was hard to do that just because I was afraid of believing in kind of my family's feelings about it. But the response from other people besides my immediate family was so positive and just overwhelming. Even if it was one or two people, a day just saying how they appreciated me sharing that information, or it helped them to kind of look at their life. I mean, that to me was amazing. And it's weird to be that person.
Right. I know, because you're used to reading other people's information, and then to step in that position, it's kind of a kind of an interesting transformation. And what I loved is, so in the course of, I mean, technically we did 5 sessions together, but it probably pushed out a little bit more to about 2 months because of scheduling conflicts. But what I love is, so guys, in 2 months, Casey got a job at a physical fitness studio. She started teaching spin classes. She got 2 new clients to coach on her own, and she left her job in corporate America. That's kind of insane.
Totally. And you would think that it would feel insane. Like, right. It would feel a little bit on the crazy side, but it really doesn't. It feels so good and so natural, and I'm so comfortable in it, which I never would have thought.
Well, the interesting thing, you know, a lot of times during coaching packages, what I'm looking for with the energy with the client is, when you present an idea, how does the universe kind of support it? Like, when you start talking about it, when you start telling your community, like through the blog, with your family, with your friends, it felt like people were coming out of the woodwork with you. You were offered this position at, so guys, if you're in the Washington area, Casey is working at a place called Fly Fitness. It's a fitness studio in Kirkland, Washington. You can go to wearesuperfly.com. The number is 425-522-4408. But tell them what you're doing at Fly Fitness.
Well, I'm managing part-time, and then I'm also teaching. Now, I went from one class to, let's see, like 6 classes in the time that we spent coaching together, and it's just so fun. And I'm also really stepping into the personal training aspect of it. That's what I decided I wanted to do.
Right.
Just because I had 2 friends who I hadn't spoken to in a while contact me and say they wanted to pay me to train them. And initially, I told them I'd do it for free, and I went on.
Let's be
about
honest,
how
you freaked out.
I totally did. And I'm like, oh, sure, we'll just be workout buddies.
Right.
But it turned into me training them. And it's, I mean, I've only had a few sessions with each person, and it's the most incredible feeling to see somebody else step into their own power.
Yeah.
But now I just want more of that. So I'm,
right.
I'm going to do homework for myself, kind of give myself homework assignments to get there.
Oh, and that's exactly it. So you, when I end a cosmic coaching package, what I always tell people is, now you've become comfortable with setting aside a certain time during the week to prioritize your goals, prioritize your energy, and you associate that with me. But the truth is, now you want to continue the journey on your own. You know, you've got this time once a week, and it's almost like you pretend you're talking to yourself in the third person. Like, what do I need to work on? Where are the blockages? And that's how you help hold yourself accountable. But one of the things that I love too about your combination is, you are a spiritual person. You are an emotional person. And, you know, I've had a trainer before who was not the most connected individual spiritually. And what I love is, people who come to you, they get kind of emotional, and you have a very mothering, encouraging, supportive, heart-centered voice to not only encourage them to be connected to their physical body, but ultimately it also feels like you're kind of helping them connect with their heart. Would you agree?
Oh, yeah, and that's the biggest piece of it for me. Just, I had one of the ladies do her first workout, and she's never exercised before, and it was such an incredible moment when she started to tear up on the bike, because she felt so proud of herself, and she'd never felt that way before, and it was just amazing, and I loved it.
So, and then for you and your work, like, what did it feel like? Do you feel like you're home? Like, does it feel right? How do you feel now about embarking on this journey?
Oh my gosh, it feels so good, and it's almost like the day I left a job where I kind of felt obligated to do it more than having fun with it.
Mm-hmm.
That day, I just all of a sudden felt like I was about to have so much fun with life.
I love it.
Just,
Casey,
like I was on vacation for good.
Exactly. And that's the thing. When you want to go to work, when you're willing to do it for free, there's something to say there. So guys, if you want to learn more about Casey's work, you can go to Fly Fitness if you're in Washington. The number is 425-522-4408, or go to wearesuperfly.com. I'm going to post Casey's blog on my next email blast. You can find it on Facebook. Casey, it's been an honor. Thank you so much for all of your help. And I'm really, really proud of the work that you've done. Okay.
You are so amazing, and I really appreciate you, Dougal. Thank
you're
you
sweet.
So much.
We'll be in touch. We're definitely going to continue doing stuff together, okay?
You better read my blog.
I promise. All right, Casey, okay. I'll talk to you soon.
Thank you. Bye.
Guys, what a great hour. So exciting. So if you have questions about Cosmic Coaching Packages or you want to know more about my work, you can call 1-877-936-8425 or go to my website at dougalfraser.com. Next week, we are going to be having a medium on the show, AJ Barrera, who I've met before. He's really terrific out of Los Angeles. He'll be joining us. And of course, I'll be talking all that dish about the mob wives and crappy TV and poignant stuff, too, that's deep and spiritual and all that good stuff. So don't forget, we're going to be live every Tuesdays at 10. You can catch me on dougalfraser.com, or again, my number is 1-877-936-8425. Benny, do you have anything to say before we go? We didn't even get to say Happy Father's Day to you.
Oh, that's okay. Thank you very much. And yeah, 10 Fingers Benny. We need to have names for you guys, seriously.
Exactly. We'll come up with them.
Yeah.
All right, guys, thank you so much. Have a great week. I'll talk to you soon.
Some more. Watch me get physical, out of control. There's people watching me. I never miss a beat. Still the night, kill the